Hi, family. What is your dream? Have you been dreaming about when you get a certain amount of money, buy a house, get a degree, move to another country, or a dream family? Then you will be happy. Are you searching for that spark to ignite your life? Hi, my name is Sanchia. I'm a wife, mother, consultant, life coach, and the founder of the Sanch Love Life blog. Although I am the founder, this blog is for all my family and friends who have helped me in any way to get here. 10 years ago, I was seeking and searching too. I worked as a life scientist, traveling to exotic places and meeting influential people. This I loved. But when I was back in the office, I hated it. I felt like my work and life had no meaning, and I didn't know who I was. Who are you? So, I decided to pursue a PhD, a childhood dream. I resigned from my job, packed up, and went to Canada, a country I'll dream of living in. For the next 5 years, I worked harder than I ever did to get this PhD. Before I completed it, I got a job teaching at a local university. I realized I didn't want to teach a mere subject. I wanted to teach about life, and I didn't know how to do that. Now, 3 things happened during the PhD that helped me to discover who I was. Meet my dream family. 1, I had my very talented son, Aziel. Aziel was born in Canada. We love Canada, you can tell, right? We felt safe and free there. Aziel began reading at the age of 2, and he writes very well. He is academically inclined and dreams of becoming a mathematician. I believe he already is. You should see some of his creations. At the time of writing this, Aziel was 8. Last year, when he was 7, he attended a NASA summer camp. Can you tell he is a superstar? It turned out that Aziel was one of the best things that happened to me. When we had our son, I met myself. I couldn't take my eyes off him. I began creating graphics with his pictures and sharing them. He was a dream we didn't know we had. Now I wanted to be better and do better, but I couldn't do it on my own. I needed help. We needed help. Do you know where your help comes from? 2, I fully committed to the Lord, and He changed my life. He began working in and through me. I had a peace and a joy I never knew I had before. I wasn't afraid to take risk because I knew he was with me. 3, I joined a small group at church and began asking questions about various topics in the Bible. I asked a lot of questions. Get used to it. God began to move in my life like never before. I started sharing those stories through discussions. I realized I had many hidden talents I didn't know, like writing, storytelling, asking relevant questions. Do you see why I did well as a life scientist? It was a good thing, just not the right thing. We have a specific purpose. What is your purpose? Aziel's dad, my husband Trevor, stepped up and did his part. Trevor and I met when we were just teenagers in Kingston, Jamaica. We met through our families. As a task-oriented person, I couldn't see how important family was. So, we knew each other very well. This is a whole post by itself. Listen, as a task-oriented person, oh my God. I will write a post on this at some point. It took Aziel to live with him in the US so I could complete the PhD. Trevor is very talented as well. This house we live in was an old house, and he fixed it up. He keeps our home afloat as I volunteer and build. He knows how and when to invest, make wise financial decisions, and keep us out of debt. Guys, we live in New York City, one of the most expensive cities in the world. So you know he's very good at this, at dealing with money. Surprise! Do you see how many things happened during this fulfillment of this one dream of getting the PhD? What is your childhood dream? Is it a dream career or a dream family? After the PhD, I wanted to be a consultant. I applied to one job in Canada, but didn't get it. And I thought that was not what God wanted for me. Really? One job? Anyway. Then I came to the US, but instead of seeking a job, I allowed God to lead me. He placed me in a small church where I started volunteering in the food pantry and media ministry, and I loved it. What do you love to do that you would do it for free? After a year, I began searching for a job, but was ghosted and rejected. I felt disappointed. With all my qualifications and experience, why couldn't I get a job? At this crossroad, I sought the Lord again, and He gave me a book. When I was a teen, I wanted to write books, another childhood dream. We then created this Essential of Life blog using YouTube videos. It was launched in a week. I had always wanted a blog, another dream come true. We wrote short stories of how God was working in our lives. Soon after, the leaders in my church asked me to become a deacon. Another surprise. These surprises were moments of now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20. What surprises does God have for you? As we grew through writing stories on our blog, we got the idea to create newsletters on LinkedIn. I had written in my journal 2 years before that I would write newsletters about change. Another dream. So we started creating newsletters telling my stories on LinkedIn. Now we were among the elite and many people were seeing our writings. Then an AI company reached out and offered me a job as a scientific consultant. The very job I always wanted. Actually better, because I work from home. So I still get to take care of my daughter. Oh yes, my lovely daughter Azara, the newest addition to the family. At the time of writing this blog, she was 2 years old. Azara is another superstar. Azara can sing and has been bursting out notes since she was 6 months old. I am telling you, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see posts of Azara singing. She loves to pretend She's a child actor. Sometimes she's a doctor, other times she's a gardener or a painter or a gymnast. You know what? Yeah, this girl can do it. Azara was not a surprise. We planned for her. Yes, we did. We began planning our lives when I wasn't getting a job. In our plans, we said it would be nice to have a daughter. That very summer, I got pregnant. So while she wasn't a surprise, the timing was a surprise because I wasn't expecting it that early. What have you been creating? My job as a scientific consultant is very flexible. It gives me freedom and allows me to grow in my storytelling. So, what am I saying? I am saying your stories matter. Share them. You never know where it might take you. Everyone has a story and a way to express it through our children. Yes. Children are a gift from God. He gave you your children. Share them with other people. Writing, speaking, through songs, through poetry, painting, drawing, math. My son does this. Science. I did this. Cooking, building, whatever you can or have created. They are gifts from God. Share them. Share your stories. Now, my life is full and has meaning. I pursue a dream career. I pursued a dream career, but I also got a surprise dream family. And my dreams have gotten even bigger because I dared to fulfill this one child dream of getting the PhD. But better yet, I invited God into my dreams and allowed Him to lead me. I made many mistakes along the way, but I have learned to be kind, forgiving, and compassionate to myself and others. Without these, we will get stuck. Now, I am going to show you how you can do the same thing the right way. Are you ready to fulfill dreams and become the leader you were meant to be? Stay connected by subscribing so you will get these posts directly in your inbox. Love, Sentia.